Today's reading is from Numbers chapter 11, starting in verse 16. Numbers 11, verse 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat? For it was better for us in Egypt." Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall not eat just one day, or 2 days, or 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, "Why did we come out of Egypt?" But Moses said, "The people among whom I am number 600,000 on foot, and you have said, 'I will give them meat that they may eat a whole month.' Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them and be enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them and be enough for them?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. Then a wind from the Lord sprang up, and it brought quail from the sea and let them fall beside the camp, about a day's journey on this side and a day's journey on the other side, around the camp, about 2 cubits above the ground. Then the people rose all that day and all night and all the next day and gathered the quail. Those who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. While the meat was yet between their teeth, before it was consumed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck down the people with a very great plague. Therefore the name of that place was called Kibroth Hattava, because they were buried there, they buried the people who had the craving. From Kibroth Hattava the people journeyed to Hazeroth, and they remained at Hazeroth. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." And the three of them came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, "Hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth clearly and not in riddles, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. When the cloud removed from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, like snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, do not punish us because we have done foolishly and have sinned. Let her not be as one dead whose flesh is half eaten away when he comes out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried to the Lord, "O God, please heal her, please." But the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had put spit in her face, should she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut outside the camp 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again." So Miriam was shut outside the camp 7 days, and the people did not set out on the march till Miriam was brought in again. After that the people set out from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. So first of all, Moses, in yesterday's reading, had made the complaint that this burden was too great for him, and that it was just too much. I phrased it as it was too stressful. And so there are 70 elders of Israel that are chosen here, that the Lord has given a portion of spirit to them, then they prophesy, indicating God's approval over them being those elders to share this burden with Moses. Just logically, you would realize that one man doing all this work and now there are 70 others that are helping would be a great help to Moses. But the people are not happy with the fact that they've just been eating the manna, and so God sends the quail. And I've always been impressed with how much quail we'd be talking about. First of all, the amount of people, 600,000 men, so you know, a couple million people out here in the wilderness. Think about how big that camp would be. And this says that there was quail all around the camp, 2 cubits above the ground. That's 3 feet deep. That's just an enormous, enormous amount of quail. So they go out there and they begin gathering. It states that those who gathered the least gathered 10 homers. A homer was about 6 bushels or 200 liters. So we're talking 2,000 liters, over 2,000 liters worth of quail. That's again, a huge amount. And they began to eat, but God is angry with them, and he strikes a plague, and that it just says he struck down the people. It doesn't say how many of the people, but it would have had to been significant to be evident that God was angry about this. And that's all we have recorded here for us in Numbers regarding this. Then going on to chapter 12, Miriam and Aaron begin to speak against Moses, asking this question, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? So there's a little bit of envy that's going on here. And they're jealous of Moses and probably the way that the people viewed Moses, saying, you know, aren't we leaders as well, is basically what they're saying. And God points out that, hey, you know, you may have spoken on my behalf, but Moses is different than everybody else. I speak with him mouth to mouth, and I speak with him very clearly. And so then he says, why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Now, this, we're also told that Moses was a very meek man. So it's not as if, at least the way I view it, it's not as if Moses is self-aggrandizing in any way. It's not as if he's trying to attract attention of people. So Moses and Miriam here, it's all on their own heads as far as what's going on. And why he only struck Miriam with leprosy, I'm not sure. But he did strike Miriam, and I think Aaron got the message too. And even though Moses asks for her to be healed, God says she's going to have to live with it for 7 days, and that's what ends up happening. So instead of gaining glory like I think they wanted, they were brought low. We need to be very careful that we don't bring ourselves up. We allow God to bring us up and honor us in some way. We must be meek like Moses. We must be humble and realize that we are merely servants. We should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. Thanks for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.